Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call of Schaltbau Holding AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode, and after the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Dr. Kai Holtmann, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Today we will have our CEO, Albrecht Köhler, Jürgen Brandes, and for the first time, our new CFO, Thorsten Grenz, who has joined the executive board upon the departure of Thomas Dippold, lead you through the call. Professor Dr. Thorsten Grenz, previously deputy chairman of the supervisory board of Schaltbau Holding AG, was appointed chief financial officer with effect of 1st of September 2020. Professor Grenz is serving on the executive board on an interim basis in accordance with section 105, paragraph 2, sentence 1 of the German Stock Corporation Act. In the meantime, his supervisory board mandate will be suspended. As in previous sessions, Volker Kregelin has also joined us, of course, and all board members will be able for any questions you may have during the Q&A session. Now, the company presentation supporting this call is available from the Investor Relations section of our website. However, if you are not online at the moment, you should still be able to follow the call. Ladies and gentlemen, today's presentation contains forward-looking statements regarding future developments based on information currently available to the company. As a result of risks and uncertainties, actual outcomes could differ from the forward-looking statements made in this presentation. Schaltbau does not intend to update these forward-looking statements. Furthermore, financial figures provided in this presentation may not add up due to rounding. Finally, please take notice that this call will be recorded and that a replay of the call will be made available on our website shortly. Now I hand over to our CEO, Albrecht Köhler, who will give you an update on the medium-term targets in light of the current COVID-19 pandemic, before our CFO, Thorsten Grenz, for the first 9 months of 2020. Afterwards, we will get a more detailed insight into the course of business, including the COVID-19 impact by Jürgen Brandes, before you get the chance to post your questions. Albrecht, please go ahead.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, also from my side, a warm welcome to everybody on the line, and thank you for listening in today. I would like to give you an update on our current midterm targets, which we have just derived from our planning processes throughout the whole group in the light of the latest information available to us regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. Please have a look on slide 4. As we have repeatedly communicated to the capital market on various occasions now, we are focused on pursuing an organic growth strategy. The dip which the outbreak of COVID-19 has left in our growth path in 2020 is expected to phase out during the next few financial quarters. In consideration of the different growth dynamics in some of the end markets we are serving with our products and systems, we are currently expecting a group revenue between 750 to 800 million euros by 2026. So small adjustments, but no principal change of our growth strategy. At the same time, the underlying profitability is expected to significantly increase at EBIT level. Our existing business in the core market, rail, will serve as a solid base for our strategy with an expected moderate growth in the mobile segment and a significant one in the infrastructure segment over the next years. In addition to this expected development of our core business, we are facing an even higher growth dynamic in new applications, which is driven by the increased use of direct current in new market segments, which we call new energy, new industry, and new mobility. Our excellent market position will enable us to exploit the growth potential by leveraging our proprietary and proven technology. If you turn to slide 5, you can see that the key underlying growth drivers for our 4 operating segments are still intact despite the current COVID-19 situation. While the border segment will benefit from our efforts to address product and process complexities and to exploit productivity advantages throughout the existing locations by adopting a best cost country approach, the Schaltbau segment will be largely driven by significant throughput improvements in a new plant, which we have already mentioned in our last call. In addition to that, our module development approach for new applications will support this development. Our mid-term plan includes an investment of around 40 million euros, including 4 million euros for zero carbon measures in order to comply with the ESG requirements of prospective customers. With the Pinch segment, we develop digital solutions to be part of the concept of Digital Schiene Deutschland, which is part of the big future investments of Deutsche Bahn in the infrastructure, as already mentioned in previous sessions, which allows us to face an order intake at constantly high level over the next years. Last but not least, the SBRS segment will expand on leading position for the high-power charging e-buses, ships, harbor equipment, and other market niches. We are expecting various growth dynamics in these and end markets, which will gradually lead to a different product and market mix in throughout our operating segment towards these high-growth end markets. If you turn to slide 6, we can conclude this subject with a quick wrap-up. Our existing business serves as a solid basis for sustainable growth due to the leading international position which we have gained over the last decades. As a reliable technology provider of components and systems for our long-standing customers in the field of rolling stock, rail infrastructure, commercial road vehicles, and other industrial applications, we hold excellent market position in DC switches technology and in the field of entry systems for rolling stock. Therefore, we are also excellently positioned to be benefit as a key technology provider from prevailing megatrends for new applications in dedicated new growth markets. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody tries to avoid it, but however, in the short term, we must not rule out the possibility of further partly or full plant closures at German production sites due to the short-term disruptions in the supply chain, falling demand, project postponements on the end customer, and whatever it happens, especially in the light of the second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic we are currently facing. Overall, business performance in the third quarter was very much expected, with group revenue in the region of 371 million euros and a group EBIT margin of 5% of the 9-month period. We have adjusted our original revenue forecast for the full year 2020 to around 500 million euros at the upper end of our previous forecast corridor. Having said this, ladies and gentlemen, I now hand over to Thorsten, who will give you us a more detailed look on the financials for third quarter and 9 months of the current financial year. Thank you for your listening. Thorsten, please go ahead.
Thank you, Albrecht. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for your interest in our call. I'm Thorsten Grenz, acting as CFO since September the 1st. I've assumed this role until the final successor of Thomas Dippold has been appointed. I care about sending our sincere thanks to Thomas Dippold for almost 4 years of outstanding service to Schaltbau. Let's move to the numbers. Within the next few minutes, I would like to guide you through the financial figures that represent what we have achieved during the first 9 months, 2020. As usual, slide 7 provides an overview of the group's key figures for the first 9 months. I will come back and elaborate on all issues in detail further on. Slide 8, the recent material events and transactions. You can see the major events in Schaltbau that occurred in the first 3 quarters of 2020 in structural, financial, and governance terms. Regarding the structural changes in Schaltbau Group, there is no change compared to K2 investor call. So I would like to go directly to the financial performance as of September 2020. Looking at an order intake in the first 9 months of 2020, we are 14.3 million euro below the previous year's figure. But overall, we are absolutely in line with expectations. With a book-to-bill ratio of 1.1, we continue to see a good basis for the upcoming business development. In the first 9 months, Schaltbau Group recorded an organic growth in trade sales, in like-for-like sales, of 4.6% compared to the first 9 months of the prior year. With 131.5 million euro, the past quarter was the strongest quarter in 2020 in terms of sales. With 18.7 million euro, Schaltbau Group's reported earnings before interest and taxes, the EBIT, was significantly higher than the EBIT of the same period of prior year, which stood at 15.7 million euro. The third quarter contributed 9.1 million euro to the group's EBIT for the first 9 months of the year. As already mentioned in our half-year investor call, we strengthened our liquidity headroom and increased our syndicated loan agreement by 60 million euro to 172 million euro. With that comfortable headroom, we are confident to sustain the economic effects on our business and to be able to maintain our business as planned. With regard to the governmental changes in the past quarter, as mentioned at the beginning of my presentation, there was the change to the position of Chief Financial Officer, which I currently am holding on interim until a new financial officer is appointed. Moving on to slide 9, the entire year 2020 is heavily influenced by the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, especially with regard to order intake like for like. Taking these circumstances into account, we are pleased that order intake has developed very well so far. With roughly 400 million euro, the group achieved a solid order intake slightly below last year's level, which is fully in line with our expectation. An increase in order intake at Pinch Group and SBRS was offset by a drop in Schaltbau and Bode. The decline in Bode to 209.8 million euro is mainly attributable to the road business as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Schaltbau's order intake decreased by 16.7% to 104 million euro compared to the previous year and is still below our expectations. This was due to a sharp drop in order volumes from customers in all markets affected by lockdowns and a general order drop due to the economic downturn. In Pinch, order intake increased significantly by roughly 10% to 57.6 million euro. This increase is mainly attributable to axle counting systems and shunting technology solutions. With a strong growth rate of 51.7% to 27.3 million euro, SBRS recorded an excellent order intake. Both business fields, e-mobility and rail refurbishment projects, contributed to this. The total order book at the end of September 2020 was roughly 510 million euro, nearly unchanged to prior year end figures. This continuing strong order book demonstrates the high level of customer confidence into Schaltbau products. Slide 10. Ladies and gentlemen, on slide 10, you can see the like-for-like sales of Schaltbau in the first three quarters of 2020 compared to the same period in prior year. With 370.8 million euro in total, reported group sales were slightly above prior year's level. The third quarter contributed 131.5 million euro to this, representing the best sales quarter in this year. With exception of Schaltbau, the components, all segments contributed to the slight increase in sales of 16.2 million euro. Bode generated a sales increase of 12.3 million euro due to an unchanged strong growth in the rail sector. In the opposite direction, sales in street and automotive sector declined due to the COVID-19 pandemic impacts. Sales of Schaltbau, the components, declined sharply in all product groups due to the economic downturn in all relevant markets and factory closures in China, Italy and France due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Pinch sales rose by 17.2% to 53.9 million euro, which was driven by a high demand for axle counting system and from finished projects in shunting business. SBRS sales increased by 71.9% to 20.8 million euro in the first 9 months of 2020, and this is mainly attributable to e-mobility and rail refurbishment projects. Please continue to slide 11, which shows our EBIT of 18.7 million euro in the first three quarters, compared to 15.7 million euro in the same period of the prior year. We are still proud to report that, despite all the negative impacts of COVID-19 pandemic, we were able to achieve a higher 9-month EBIT than last year. We are also pleased that all four segments have so far succeeded in recording positive EBIT. Although at a weaker level, Schaltbau, the components, made the largest positive EBIT contribution for the group at 19.0 million euro. EBIT at Bode is slightly below EBIT contribution in the same reporting period of prior year. While Pinch was in line with expectations, SBRS reported a significantly higher EBIT compared to prior year due to increased sales. On the next slide, which is slide 12, you see our cash flow development. Our free cash flow is negative. It stands at minus 14.4 million euro for the first 9 months of 2020, compared to a positive number of 2.8 million euro in the same period of the prior year. Both the cash flow from the operating activities of minus 4.3 million euro as well as the cash flow from investing activities of minus 10.1 million euro contributed to this negative number. As the positive EBIT of 18.7 million euro exceeds the comparable figure for the previous year, the negative deviation in cash flow was mainly caused by working capital. Compared to prior year, working capital has increased by 15.9 million euro. We are concerned about this development, although COVID-19 has an impact. And we have implemented measures to counter the development and are confident to reach more attractive levels at year end. Cash flow from investing activities include roughly 10.9 million euro of investments in intangible assets and property, plant and equipment. Offsetting effect in the cash flow from investing activities is the inclusion of the cash and cash equivalents of Schaltbau India due to the first time consolidation. The positive cash flow from financing activities is attributable to the utilization of existing current account credit lines. In the opposite direction, dividend payments to minorities, and the repayment of loans reduced the cash flow from financing activities. Ladies and gentlemen, move to page 13, slide 13, which gives an overview of our current equity and net debt situation. Equity decreased slightly by 1 million euro compared to year-end 2019. The slight decrease is the net effect of a positive business development on the one hand and a negative effect due to a change in currency translation reserve as well as a change in equity of minorities. Our equity ratio is 23.6%. That compares to 24.2% at year-end of 2019. The slight decline of the equity ratio is mainly due to a longer balance sheet in total. The increase of net debt by 23.7 million euro as of December 13, 2020, is mainly driven by investments in tangible and intangible assets and higher working capital compared to year-end 2019. We are confident to reduce our working capital until the end of this fiscal year, as mentioned before. Slide 14, coming to the analysis of the segments. On the first slide, on the segments on slide 14, you can see the development of Bode Group. In this segment, order intake, like-for-like, declined by 3.6% compared to prior year, but remains at a high level. The decline in Bode's order intake down to 209.8 million euro is mainly attributable to the bus and automotive divisions as part of the COVID-19 pandemic. We saw lower order intakes by all major bus and automotive manufacturers due to temporary plant closures and negative market developments. In addition, we were affected by the phase-out of the street scooter decided by Deutsche Post beginning of this year. In the rail sector, we were successfully able to maintain the high level of incoming orders. The book-to-bill ratio reached 1.1 in the reporting period. Segment sales on a comparable basis without ALSE and CEPSA are 6.9% higher than the sales levels in prior year. Please consider that in the prior year, provisions for outstanding guarantees of 6.5 million euro were recorded as a reduction in sales. Unfortunately, the planned organic growth in sales was negatively affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Temporary shutdowns of several bus customers and the economic downturn had negative effects on the sales volume in the first 9 months of 2020. In addition, we were negatively impacted by the phase-out of street scooter. The increase compared to prior year is driven by a strong growth in the rail sector. This increase did compensate the significant decline in the automotive sector. Please remember that sales development in the same period of prior year was strongly impacted by a flooding in our Kassel plant in May 2019. On a like-for-like basis, segment EBIT is at 2.1 million euro and nearly unchanged compared to the previous year. A negative product mix and lower productivity due to the impact of COVID-19 had significant impact the EBIT development. On the next slide, which is slide 15, you can see the development of Schaltbau, the component part of our group. The order situation in this segment declined by 21 million euro or 16.7% in the first 9 months compared to the high level of prior year. The significant year-on-year decline in order intake was due to a sharp drop in order volumes from customers in all markets affected by lockdowns. In addition to a reduced business, the OEMs and operators in the rail market, customers in the industrial segment were strongly affected by the pandemic and lockdowns, as well as travel restrictions for the installation and commissioning of their products. All relevant geographical regions have been impacted. This also led to a delayed order acceptance and correspondingly reduced sales at Schaltbau in the third quarter 2020. At 104.6 million euro, segment sales were down by 10.8% compared to prior year, which is due to the short lead times in the component business driven by the reduced order intake, as I just described. In line with the decline in sales, segment EBIT decreased by 2.1 million euro to 19 million euro. Based on rigid contingency measures, EBIT margins reached the high level of 18% compared to prior year's 17.9%. On slide 16, you can see the performance of Pinch. Order intake in Pinch in the first 9 months of 2020 was 57.66 million euro, 9.9% up on last year's level of 52.4 million euro. Excel accounting systems and many projects awarding in the areas of shunting technology caused this strong increase in order intake. Sales also developed positively with a 17.2% increase to 53.9 million euro, driven by high demand for Excel accounting systems and level crossing systems. Segment's EBIT in the first 9 months of 2020 is in line with expectations and the result of the higher sales volume and a positive one-off effect from the deconsolidation of Pinch Brazil. The EBIT margin was 7.1% compared to 5.8% in prior year. Slide 17 gives you the information on our fourth segment, which is SBRS. Looking at the order intake, we can see that this entity will continue to grow in the future. With a growth rate of 51.7% to 27.3 million euro, SBRS recorded a strong order intake. This excellent development includes projects, warnings and e-mobility solutions and rail refurbishment projects alike. With 20.8 million euro, sales were roughly 72% higher than in prior year. This increase is, among other things, due to the fact that major projects started already in 2019 were completed in 2020. Segment EBIT increased by 1.3 million to 2.2 million euro, which also leads to an EBIT margin of 10.3% comparing to 7.3% in prior year. Coming to the last chapter of my presentation, and maybe the most expected from your side, the guidance, which can be found on slide 18. Based on the development of the first 9 months of the current financial year, our guidance remains unchanged to our statements given in the financial year call at the end of March this year. However, we are very confident that we will reach the upper end of the COVID-19 guidance in terms of sales and EBIT, why we have adjusted our guidance outlook here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at the EBIT achieved so far for September 30th, some of you might get the impression that we might also exceed our EBIT guidance at the end of the year. At this point, I would like to expressly point out that the fourth quarter usually follows a weaker trend. Added to this is the still uncertain outlook, especially due to the renewed increase in the incidence of COVID-19 pandemic and corresponding measures, which makes a stable outlook for business development pretty difficult. You can be sure that we continue to work hard to achieve our goals. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for your interest in the financial section of this conference call. I have the pleasure to hand over to Jürgen Brandes.
Thank you, Thorsten. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, also from my side here from Munich. Having concluded the second quarter in my new role on the executive board at Schaltbau Group now, I'm very pleased to share with you the latest development with regard to the course of the business. With our COVID-19 measures in place, the third quarter actually developed quite well for the Schaltbau Group, the component business. This has given us the necessary confidence not only to stick to the guidance, but to upwardly adjust our original revenue forecast to around 500 million euros at the upper end of the original forecast corridor. However, the economic impact on the four segments under report remained mixed. Thorsten has just explained the financial development of our operating segments in detail. Please just let me add the following topics as shown in slide number 19. In the third quarter, the Schaltbau segment was again affected by the ongoing downturn in the global demand, which was reflected in a market decline in customer order volumes. By contrast, the product Schaltbau is developing for the future-oriented new mobility and new energy markets continued to show great promise, and we are going ahead with our plans to build a new plant in Velden in accordance to IATF 16949 standards, which is a higher standard in industry. The border segment, on the other hand, was most heavily impacted by the pandemic, whereas commercial activity in the rail business unit was comparatively encouraging. The COVID-19 related adverse effects continued to hold down operations in the road and automotive business unit. Apart from temporary plant closures at major bus manufacturers in the first 6 months of the year, this was mainly due to the continuing slump in demand in the long distance bus market sector, which the bus manufacturers in turn responded by downwardly adjusting their own production capabilities. In our efforts to adapt to the medium-term changes in the market conditions brought about by the COVID-19, we have downsized the board management team to 3 members and initiated an operational improvement program focusing particularly on our boarding systems for buses and commercial vehicles. We will be following further market development in this area very closely and will continue to optimize value add generated by this business unit, taking all available production sites into account. In contrasting trend, business operations in the Pinch and SBIS segment remain comparatively brisk throughout the third quarter, and order intake was characterized by sharp growth. We expect the first contracts from the Digitale Schiene Deutschland program to be awarded within the next 12 months as part of the pilot project, while SBIS remained on its growth track, virtually unaffected by the COVID-19 economic impacts, and expanded its leading position for high-power fast charging solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, as Albrecht has already mentioned in the beginning, we want to significantly increase our sales in the Schaltbau segment, especially in the new market of new energy and e-mobility over the next years. This requires a new production facility for Schaltbau GmbH Group here in Germany, as we have already mentioned it in our last call. We are planning the construction of the new production site in order to prepare for capacity expansion with cost-effective series production based on our platform strategy, and at the same time meet automotive ESG compliance standard. This new plant will primarily be used to manufacture components for the safe switching for the use in DC applications. We are already well advanced in the development and certification processes, which are typically for the automotive industrial industries. Having said this, we are striving for a maximum flexibility regarding the new products and sales growth of the individual product groups, as well as new and more efficient technologies and processes, for example, in the field of logistics. At the same time, we want to ensure a high transparency between the different functions, such as product-related office locations, and meet new customer requirements, such as new test laboratories for the automotive industry. This new plant will enable us to achieve cost-efficient series production based on our platform strategy right from the start, and we are all looking forward to the implement our growth strategy in the Schaltbau segment. This new plan will be a pivotal role for our strategy. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attention, and now I hand over back to Kai.
Many thanks to Albrecht, Thorsten and Jürgen for their comments on the Schaltbau business during the course of this year so far, and also for sharing their views of the current market situation as well as their revised midterm growth targets. With this, I hand over to the operator to manage the Q&A process.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 0 and 1 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 0 and 2 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. And the first question is from Florian Pfeilschifter, MainFirst Bank. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, and good afternoon, everyone. I have a couple of questions. I would take them one by one. The first one you already elaborated a little bit on, but to come back to your guidance for the fourth quarter, which implicitly guides for an EBIT margin of 1%. So in general, this means that you would expect the fourth quarter to be on par with Q3 regarding revenues, but you see some cost headwinds, or is this just a precautionary measure? So could you maybe elaborate a little bit more on how you came up with the rather cautious EBIT guidance?
Well, yeah, thank you for the question, and can only point out to what I said during the presentation. We have the third quarter usually and this year extraordinarily strong. We are very happy about that. Year end, the fourth quarter is always weaker. And I know I have stressed the word COVID and used it again and again. That COVID, in particular for the fourth quarter, may pose a special risk to revenues and profitability. That is, imagine some hiccups in the logistics, and so that all kind of transport may be harmed, and then it is a challenge to get the revenues we are entitled to really booked as revenue recognized. So two elements to my answer. Fourth quarter every year is weaker compared to what we have seen in prior quarters' performance, and this year special caution with respect to year ends under the influence of the pandemic.
Okay, great. Very clear. Thanks a lot. Then you mentioned that there might be some plant closures going forward, but this was just a warning, so you do not see any indication that this might be the case anytime soon.
We don't see it today, Mr. Feilschiften, no doubt about it. But however, we have not only to look in Germany, where it's also, I would say plans which were yesterday announced by our government. We have also to look in the international community, and here the situation is much more serious than Germany. So, and look, we are depending on the demand and surely on the supply chain from these countries, and nobody knows what happened. Yeah, so that's the issue. Yeah, that's what we want to, I would say, address.
Sure. So, perfect. So it's not that it's imminent. You do not see it, but it's just something you would prepare for. Then my next question would be around the mid or long-term guidance, which was cut back from 800 to 900 million to now 750 to 800 million. Where exactly is this coming from? Do you see some headwinds in the future or going forward, or is this also rather precautionary measure due to COVID-19?
First of all, we have to recognize, as Jung Brandes speaking, that we have not grown in this business as probably in the last 3 years before COVID-19. And this, of course, has to be reflected in our scenario. And I can ensure we have made a detailed scenario analysis for all the different businesses. And this is finally the result. Albrecht has already pointed it out, we do not see any change in the general trends. We see ourselves in riding on the right trends, mega trends, as far as public transportation is concerned, but also the opportunities we see in the DC technologies on the industrial and e-mobility sector. So I would say these adjustments are just a new, revised reflection of the same strategy as in the past.
Okay, so it's maybe it can be said as being a little bit more conservative approach to the same scenario.
You may say so. I would say we learn every day what kind of challenges as far as the pandemic is ahead of us, but on the other hand, we see also the strong confirmation of the trends with our discussion with our customers.
Okay. Then in a similar fashion, you now aim for significant margin improvement. How does this relate to the 8 to 12% you stated prior to this scenario, to this guidance?
First of all, we all need to know that the lower volume itself, of course, has an impact due to the discretionary impact. On the other hand, therefore, there might be a slight adjustments also on the profitability based on what the former guidance was, but not in a significant manner.
And then lastly, regarding the guidance, you said that you would need 40 million of additional CapEx, so this would be on top of maintenance CapEx, right? So maybe we could look for 100 million CapEx in total until 2026?
I like to make this statement. We are very clear with our investment in Felden, which is necessary to expand our capabilities, but also set new production and supply chain standards, meeting the requirement from the automotive and other industrial customers. And for this extraordinary project, we have concluded that we need an extraordinary investment in the year 2021.
So these 40 million are all coming in 2021?
I would say yes.
Mainly.
Long as we are meeting our timeline, then yes. But of course, there may be some spillovers also in 2022.
The SOP is planned for beginning 22. Start of production.
Okay. So and then coming back to the question. So what would be your CapEx guidance for 2026, cumulative CapEx guidance, so in total of all the years?
First, the question, what do you mean with CapEx guidance? You
CapEx.
Mean CapEx. How many CapEx we allocate
exactly.
per year?
No, in total over all the years, so it's I would say.
You know our regular investment. Our regular investment are roughly 3% of turnover. Yeah, so you can calculate with the regular one. And in addition, is this CapEx which we talked about with the new factory, roughly 40 million at. Maybe 10 million in addition. So we are talking about the 3%, which are 50 million per year, and this 40 to 50 in addition, which we have to spend for special things in the next years.
Great, very clear. Thanks a lot. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
The next question is from Alexander Hauenstein, DZ Bank. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alex Hauenstein from DZ Bank. Following up on your Felden CapEx that is coming probably for next year, I would like to know whether you could share some views here how to finance this CapEx. I guess the cash out will be, let's say, by mid-year 2021. So it would be interesting how you think about that. The second question is, coming back to the mid-term targets, when we spoke about top line, I was wondering if there is some point in time when you might issue some kind of segment guidance, let it be on the growth side, on the top line, but also maybe on the margin front, or is that something which you leave up to our estimates and our guesstimates. The third part of the questions is in the holding line in Q4, I'm wondering whether there might be anything special that is coming up which will be booked here, or should we take the run rate in case nothing happens beyond the November lockdown here in Germany? And lastly, I was wondering whether you could share some views on the Pinch strategic plans here, maybe going forward. So is it fair to assume that Pinch will stay within the group in any case? So it seems to be part of the 2026 midterm guidance. And is that something which is put in stone, as to say, or is there still a chance that you might end up in thinking about other strategic options for this part of the business? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your question. Thorsten speaking. I will try to respond to your question concerning financing. So far, in my presentation, I've talked about the balance sheets, the equity ratio in the balance sheets. As you remember, it stands at 23.6% right now. And as you are very familiar with Schaltbau, you're also aware that contingent capital is today limited to the remaining parts of the decisions granted by the General Assembly in 2016. So we have the possibility if needed, and there is no decision taken at this point in time, and there will be no decision taking be taken, say, this week or something like that. The remaining contingent capital can be executed by decision of the Vorstand and the Aufsichtsrat. So we will do our math how to finance this project and come back in due course. Was there anything more?
Okay, and with regard to the midterm segment targets?
Yeah, here's Jung Brandes speaking. First of all, when you are in a pure play, like a product business, of course, then it might be easy because you can have a guidance which can be derived from market assessment or the usual economic cycle, which then, of course, would give us a confidence also to put this in a guidance. But please understand that beside the pure play, we have also project businesses, like, for example, at Pinch or in Bode as well. So from that standpoint, I do not rather believe that we should give you guidance which then needed to be revised on a regular basis. We better give you a guidance, but then you can trust them. And this means mainly on the company level.
Fair enough. And with regard to the Pinch activities going forward?
Yeah, can you repeat exactly your question according to Pinch?
Yeah, I was wondering whether Pinch will remain for the next, let's say, 5 years or so part of the group in any case. So is that part of the guidance, I understand it so far, or is there still a potential thought about thinking in different operational or let's say, consolidational activities with other players of the industry? So at the end of the day, will Pinch remain part of the core activities, or is there anything that might change your mind here?
Jürgen will give you the answers.
Here's a very easy answer to give you. I was leading the competition in this tool Pinch in my previous career, and this was most fun within my career, and that's the reason why I will not give up Pinch, because I like this business very much. Technical-wise, but in the meantime, also from a business perspective.
Understood. That's why I'm asking. And the last question was on the holding side, whether in Q4 there might be any further burdens that could be booked, which we potentially don't think about yet. So anything to consider here, or is it still probably a level like we have seen in the first three quarters to come? Thank you.
Yeah, at this point in time, there is no major or significant amount we are thinking about.
Okay, that was it from my side. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And the next question is from Michael Junghans, Commerzbank Research. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, gentlemen. I've just a few questions left here. The thing is about your current trading environment in your rail, automotive business areas and in the components business. Could you just give us a quick update here? So I would like to know whether you are seeing any kind of signs here that growth could trend lower here in the first month of 2021, for example, like as a result of order postponements or like delivery pushouts asked by your rail customers. And especially probably with regards to order intake in Q3 here for Pinch and SBRS, they have been lower year over year. So was this mainly due to, pure reporting date effect, or are you seeing any kind of signs here for a change in current trading here? Thank you.
So, Mr. Junghans, in general, if we are looking on the rail market, if we see the project business in Bode, in the mobile business, or as well in Pinch, no, I would say, change. We are very good positioned, very good top line, no doubt about. If you look for the rail, for example, the GmbH group, this is, I would say, more international. So we're facing, I would say, here the whole rail in the world. And here we have to face that in US, in India, and some things also in China are running a little bit slower than in Europe. This we see, but this not dramatically. Yeah. So if we are looking on the automotive market, especially bus, this is low, especially I would say with the long distance buses, there is more or less no, I would say, business today. Nobody knows how it works. But I would say the portion which touches us is relatively low. So, and the industry, you know very well, yeah, this is, I would say, in general, I would say a little bit touched by COVID. And nobody is, it's depending how COVID, I would say, recovers. The industry recovers from COVID, I would say, in 21. We expect in the second half of 21, I would say, hopefully, a recovery. That's, I would say, in general to the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. And about your order intake development in Pinch in Q3, so anywhere is this related to reporting data effects, or what are you seeing here, especially for Pinch and SCPRS?
Pinch is relatively easy. It depends to 60-70% on Deutsche Bahn. And this is very promising, what they announced, as Jürgen mentioned before, in the future with the big programs they started last year. So we see it also in the order intake, and we are really very optimistic in terms of Pinch. And SPRS, it depends especially on the change from diesel to e-buses in the different countries and cities, and this is also, I would say, today we are facing a boom. We can say nobody knows how it goes. I would say in the long run, but today I would say in the next years we see a big boom.
Okay, thank you, very helpful. Just a last follow-up question on Pinch. Do you expect the first contract from the Digital Rail Germany program from Deutsche Bahn? Do you expect that some orders might tick in earlier within the next, would say, 2 or 3 months, or would say at the end of this year already, or what is your expectation?
We are expecting new orders soon. Meaning latest in spring 2021.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
And the next question is from Christian Koch, Warburg Research. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking my questions. Maybe first coming also on the midterm outlook. You talked about a significant EBIT margin improvement. If I'm not mistaken, the prospective margin for Schaltbau components will come down in the mid to long run due to different customer and product mix. So is it fair to assume that the envisaged margin improvement will mostly rely on Pinch and Bode and SPRS? Is that a fair assumption? Secondly, question regarding free cash flow. I think it was particularly under pressure in the third quarter. Do you see chances that you will become cash flow positive for the entire year? And you also said that you have taken some countermeasures. Could you be precise how these look like? And also, could you remind us, if I'm not mistaken, you have implemented, or you, Mr. Dippold and the management team have implemented some working capital improvement measures from a structure perspective, like standardization of parts, etc. How is this progressing? And lastly, a question to Mr. Brandes. I think you talked in the H1 call that you visited Bode, and that you said we might have to address some fundamental cost issue over the weeks and months to come. Could you maybe provide an update what you have done, what you have found, and what you have in mind in greater detail? Thank you.
It was very hard to understand, and it would help us if we can go step by step through your question, and it would be helpful for us to repeat your first question, please.
Okay, can you hear me now better?
No, much better.
Okay, sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. First of all, with regards to the envisaged margin improvement in the midterm plan, is it fair to assume that the margin improvement will be mostly linked to Bode and Pinch and SBRS, since Schaltbau components should generate lower margins after the new plant in Velden will be in place, since you serve a different customer mix? That's question number one.
I do not understand your logic, because we say we grow, and I said also that we have a chance to increase a very profitable business on the Schaltbau Group. So therefore, also from the amount of EBIT, Schaltbau Group is a great contributor also to future profitability. So just relying on Bode and Pinch improvements.
Okay, because I understood so far, or my understanding so far was that also with the new plant, you're addressing different customers where margins are lower, so EBIT will grow, but it might not grow as fast as the top line.
Yeah, but when you increase your volume, you have, as I said, a degression effect. So even pricing is probably specific to the market segments, does not mean that the profit is shrinking.
Oh, not profit, but profitability. So
profitability is shrinking. No, that's not the right conclusion.
Okay, so also for components, you envisage higher margins in the midterm.
Stable margins, at least.
Okay. The second question related to your free cash flow, which I think came under pressure, especially in the third quarter with minus 11 million. So is it fair to assume that, or are you confident that you can reach more or less free cash flow break even for the entire year? And you also said that you have some working capital measures in the pipeline. Could you maybe be a bit more precise? What is your current plan? And also with regards to the midterm working capital, I think there were some plans to, with regards to the standardization of product, et cetera, how do you progress there?
Mm-hmm. Well, confidence concerning free cash flow for the year end, I'm very confident that the number will be more attractive, being nailed down. Do we commit that it is a break even? No. Would we object if you asked what you asked? Are we confident to get close to it? I would not object. So
okay.
The free cash flow number will look much better, and needs to look much better, because you're rightfully pointing out to the development in net working capital. I think the colleagues in prior calls have explained and elaborated on the measures, and the measures technically, the item lists of what we do, remains more or less unchanged. What hasn't changed is the degree of follow-up and consequences, and our more and more insisting that targets and commitments made by the group companies are really met. That is, it's not magic. It's really the lion's share of the impact is to come from micromanagement.
Okay. Thank you. And the last question was also to Mr. Brandes in the H1 call. He said, with regards to Bode, we might have to address some fundamental cost issues over the week and months to come. And now with being three months later, whether he can share the insight, what he thinks about Bode and what cost issues he intends to address.
First of all, as we have already said, we reduced the number of managers, starting at the top, but not remain only there. So we addressed the indirect spend in Bode very clearly. Secondly, we also are improving our supply chain in a very clear way, not only in Kassel, but also in regards to the share of value add between Kassel, Ravak, but also Turkey. And then, this is more long-termish, we are addressing clearly also our complexity in our product scope, but this is more or less addressing now, but has a midterm impact. Also mentioning design to cost in order to address savings on the supplier end. Does this answer your question?
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And we have a follow-up question from Michael Junghans, Commerzbank Research. Your line is now open again.
Yes, thank you for taking my follow-up question. I just have a quick follow-up one on what you just said about free cash flow. So if I just got it correctly, so you are not sure to reach break-even free cash flow this year, correct?
Sure? No, I'm not sure.
Okay, but is this assumed on having more headwinds in your supply chain now going into November, or is this, let's say, in the absence of having any additional headwinds going forward now over the next few weeks?
So, Jung, and this is also, I would say, causing on our customers year-end, you know, they're also feeding there. their working capital, and the problematic also with COVID that maybe some project is stopped or only, I would say, could be valued in 21. So these are all things which we have to take in consideration. Because of this, it's very difficult to make, apart from the big effort we are doing on the actions which Thorsten mentioned before, it's hard to make a prediction now, but we are working very hard on.
Okay, got it. So that basically means the supply chain issues what you face with is not that you are directly exposed to these headwinds, however, you are indirectly exposed to them, right? You are indirectly affected as that you are, for instance, that your customers might ask for a kind of push out of your finished goods. Is this a correct assumption?
That's one issue, and the second issue is also coming from the supplier that you have, I would say, longer reordering times and things like this, yeah, because of COVID. All the supplier side and the customer side always is hurting you.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
And there are no further questions at this point, so I hand back to the speakers for closing remarks.
Yes, thank you. Many thanks to everyone for having joined this call, also in the name of Thorsten, Albrecht, Jürgen and Volker. In case there are any questions remaining, please do not hesitate to get in touch with us. In addition to that, please let me draw your attention to the updated consensus of sell-side analysts, which you can see on slide 21 of the presentation. You can always get an updated overview of the covering sell-side analysts and their estimates in our fact sheet, which is available in the Investor Relations section of our homepage. So bye-bye for now, stay safe, and talk to you next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.